sky. I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for it when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo is where I'll be. Amarillo by morning,
greetings, friends and enemies. It is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, where you still have not spent quite enough money via my Amazon affiliate link at Amazon. No, not at Amazon. At cls.link/Amazon. That's cls.link/Amazon. Spend money, buy stuff you don't need so I can buy stuff I don't need so I can objectify women. Good morning, boys and girls. It is 7:33 hours in the morning here in the great state of Texas. As I cruise down Highway 287. Ah, God, it's good to be back. It's just, everything's better in Texas, guys. It just is. You got to trust me on this. All right, the one thing that wasn't better was I got into Amarillo by nightfall, actually, and decided to get a hotel in Amarillo. Originally, I was just going to sleep by the road somewhere, pull over at a rest stop or something. I was looking at the schedule. I'm like, well, I can't check into that because, you know, unlike when I'm just driving with no particular agenda, in this case, I'm going to Dallas-Fort Worth for a training class. And I have a hotel room there, and my check-in time is 3 p.m. Now, if I'm lucky, because I'm going to get to Dallas, unless I get distracted, which is possible, because on the way down, I'm stopping all over the place, doing photographs, and I stopped at, I forgot the name of it, this was in New Mexico. I stopped at a place, it's a park, it's a inactive volcano, and went up and walked around the top of the volcano and shit, and then went down in the crater. So that was kind of cool. Anyhow, we'll see. But depending on how much sightseeing I decide to do and how often I have to stop to do photography, because I've already stopped this morning. I've only been on the road for an hour and a half, and I've stopped about 4 times for photography. No cute girls, unfortunately. I should be in Dallas-Fort Worth long before 3 p.m. I mean, in theory, let's see, 6, but then fucking around, I'll say 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I mean, I should be there by 1 at the latest, unless I get distracted. So maybe I can check in early. Anyhow, the point is, since I had this... it's not really a time... What's the word for it? Because it's not a time constraint. Since I couldn't get my hotel room into a particular time, there is no point in me getting to Dallas-Fort Worth sooner. So thus, I decided last night, instead of just... Normally, I just sleep by the road for 4 hours. You know, I drive till I was tired, pull over, sleep for 4 hours, and start driving again. But then I would have gotten there way too soon. Way, way too soon. So I got a hotel room. I'm going through Amarillo, and I see this place. Oh, $40 a night. I'm like, all right, that looks pretty. Maybe, yeah, 40. And I go down this. Well, there's a Motel 6. I'll just pull in, get the Motel 6. The Motel 6 was $60. And I'm leaving this morning, and, oh, we're in Memphis. Memphis, not Memphis, Tennessee. I almost said Memphis, Tennessee. We are in Memphis, Texas. What is this? Home of the Fighting Cyclones. Oh, yes, it's Texas. High school football. Oh, man, Texans, they love them some high school football. There's green shit, too. I'm not in a desert anymore. What the fuck was I? Oh, the hotel. So then as I'm leaving this morning, I see another place. $40. You know, I'm like, God damn it. I was all pissed off. Dude, what the fuck is that? There's another... All right, anyway, let me finish this story, then I'll tell the other stories. I'm going to get very distracted. We're driving through town. So yeah, I was all cranky because I spent $20 more on a hotel room than I needed to. Because those are first world problems. That's the biggest problem in my life right now, is that I spent $20 more on a hotel room than I needed to. Anyhow, I slept halfway decent. And I was awake 5 a.m. I set my alarm for 5:30. I was already fucking awake by 5. And I'm like, yeah, go. Oh, God. There is a lot of abandoned buildings up in the north part of Texas here. I'm driving down 287, going through, it goes through a bunch of small towns. And man, there are a lot of abandoned buildings, both really old abandoned buildings, which are interesting to photograph, which is some of the stuff I've been stopping to photograph. But then also newer, like back there when I got distracted, it looks like a high school or something like, a high school or a prison. You can't really tell the difference from the outside anymore. Oh, gas is cheaper too. I don't even know what gas is in Colorado. New Mexico, I forgot how much I hate driving through New Mexico. Gasoline, $4 a gallon. The speed limit is 70, and the entire stretch of road I go down, there's got these little signs that says safety zone, fines doubled for speeding. And it's 70 miles an hour. At least the road was nice, because the last time that I went down this stretch, which was, fuck, I really don't even remember for sure how long it's been. 5 years? 7 years? The last time I went down that stretch of New Mexico, because I always do the same, you just go down from the People's Republic of Fort Collins, you leave the Soviet sector of Colorado on I-25. Sorry, I'm getting distracted because I'm looking at shit. I should not be podcasting while driving through town. So you leave the Soviet sector on I-25 and you just zap right down in New Mexico and then in, what the fuck, Radon, I think it's called. You get on whatever the hell that is and you head east and that takes you into Texas. So that's the same stretch of road I always drive every time I'm going to and from Texas. The path in Texas varies because normally I don't go to Dallas-Fort Worth, so normally I don't go down this road. Normally I head just straight to Austin. So a stretch of road in New Mexico, last time I went through there, was under construction. Well, it's not under construction anymore. They finished it, thank God. It's actually a nice stretch of road, but it's just bizarre. Like, why is it 70 miles an hour? And why is it what is a safety zone? Why are my fines doubled for speeding? Why are you annoying me? Anyhow, got through that, got into Texas, made it over to Amarillo, because Amarillo is always the first stop. All right, we're out of town. We can pick it back up to 75 miles an hour and do it. Stayed over in Amarillo last night. Got up this morning, as I said. Woke up at 5. Actually got out of bed at 5:20. Was on the road before 6. Have not had coffee or breakfast or anything like that yet, but I'm going to live. It's fine. Got in, listened to some tunes. Put on some Amarillo by Morning by George Strait. Looking Back Texas by Waylon Jennings. Cruising down the roads that the government built for us here in the big Texas. It's good, man. It's good. Let's see. What else? Oh, so Volcano. Yeah, I told you guys about that. I'll put some pictures on the website. The fuck else? Not much else. I don't hear any whining. There is no podcast on Monday. I was going to record a podcast for Monday, but I was recording other podcasts. I've got other podcasts already lined up, just not for Monday. And you can say, well, why didn't you just publish one Monday? Well, you'll find out when you hear it, because it's a time-sensitive podcast. It's actually two time-sensitive podcasts that are already up and scheduled. Then, had to record the Greasy Poll, and I brought that with me. Hopefully, if I remember to put the USB stick I put the files on in my shit, not in my shit, but in my bag, hopefully I have the files for the Greasy Poll with me, and I'm going to be able to edit that and get that posted while I am down here in Texas. Yeah, Texas, Jesus land. It's like leaving Amarillo and heading towards Fort Worth, going through the small towns. There's crosses everywhere. There's Jesus loves you signs. There's Jesus signs. It's like, oh yeah, I am in Jesus land. But you know, Jesus land in many ways is preferable to a whole lot of the options. The Jesus guy, they don't bother me that much. Not unless, now here's what bothers me with Jesus people. Left-wing Jesus people. Left-wing Jesus people I have no use for. You know, if you're a right-wing Jesus person and you're trying to be in alignment with the Jesus and the Christianity and the Bible and stuff, all right, I can deal with that. But the left-wing Jesus people, the ones who are like, diversity and tolerance, I'm like, no. Let's let homosexuals get married in the church. No. Oh, here's a... Boy, there's a fucking bombed out looking house. With a fucking military 5-ton truck sitting out front. What? Only in Texas do you see shit like this. A bombed out house with a fucking 5-ton sitting out front. And the 5-ton is drivable. Well, it looks drivable. The water tastes different too. It's going to take some readjusting though to get used to the water. Ah, man. All right. I don't know if I have anything else really important to say right this minute. I just wanted to record a little something on the road. Update you guys as to why there was no podcast and where I'm at. So I'll be in Dallas-Fort Worth. What's today? Tuesday? Yeah, I'll be in Dallas-Fort Worth Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah? Is that right? Yes. Rolling out of here Friday morning and heading down towards Austin. All right, I think that's it for now. Like I said, just quick update. Nothing exciting going on. My brain's not really even in a podcasting mode or anything like that. Just wanted to chat before I go back to listening to podcast. Oh, let me tell you about this. So I discovered, how did I discover him? I don't even remember. It was like 2 days before I left. I discovered this guy. Nick Krauser. I think it's Nick Krauser. He's written this giant fucking 500-page book on day game. He's actually written multiple books on day game. And he bills himself as this master of day game. And I found he's got a YouTube channel. I downloaded all the videos because there's not a whole lot of them. And then I converted them to MP3s. And I've been listening to this yesterday the entire time I was on the road. I've been on the road for 10 hours, 7 minutes, and 43 seconds. For 10 hours. Well, actually, an hour and a half of that or something to say. It's like for 8 hours, I've been listening to Nick Krauser talk about day game. And the guy's got some golden shit. I've so far gone 615 miles. Man, this guy's got some really good shit. When I first saw this book, I'm like, I'm not paying $100 for a fucking book. But now I'm starting to wonder if I might pay $100 for a book. Man, this guy's got some golden shit on day game, which I'm just sucking this up because the whole Dallas I'm going to be working. I'm probably not going to be going out and doing a lot of shit while I'm in Dallas. It's going to be go to the training session, go back to the hotel, knock out some podcasting probably. I got to edit the greasy pole, do stuff, get ahead. Man, when I hit Austin and San Antonio, I'm going to be day gaming like a motherfucker. I am going to pour it on. So anyhow, I should have, in theory, some good stories. Assuming there's some hot chicks. God knows, I haven't been to Texas in 5 years, 7 years, whatever the hell it is. Hopefully there's still hot girls down here. God knows we're running out of them up in Fort Collins. Oh, hang on, I got to make this curve. Oh, damn! Dude, somebody... Hang on, I gotta finish this curve. Dude, somebody ran over a fucking... A cat. Not a house cat. A fucking wild cat. It wasn't a mountain lion, because it had spots on it. Someone hit a fucking wild cat. That's the other reason I don't like driving in Texas at night, because there's a lot of fucking wildlife. I have seen so many animals by the side of the road. I've seen a deer. I just saw that cat. Oh, yesterday I hit a fucking snake and killed it. Because we were going down the road, is a two-lane, and there's a guy in front of me in the right-hand lane. And there was a left-hand turn option coming up. And this was a highway, so we're cruising at like 75. And he started moving into the left-hand lane to make his turn. And as he moved, I could see coming onto the road was a snake. Guy had to be, I'd say, between 3 and 4 feet. And there was just, it was so fast, and he was right. I was like, shit, there's no way I could safely swerve. And I ran over him and fucking killed him. I was pissed. Fuck. So that was sad. But anyhow, someone killed a fucking wildcat. Ah. So yeah, if you come to Texas, be careful driving at night, guys. There's a lot of wildlife down here. And hopefully some good-looking girls. So anyway, that's what I was talking about. Nick Krauser, day game, girls, Austin, San Antonio. I was thinking about it too. I should go to Galveston. I think I'm going to go to Galveston. So also while I'm in Dallas, I'm going to sort of plan my trips out as I radiate from the home base. That's going to be the toughest part. The toughest part is going to be dealing with my mother. She's going to go, well, today we're going to go do this, and I'm going to take you to meet my friends. I'm going to say, no, Mom, today I'm going to Austin. She's going to say, well, but I want to take you. And I'm going to say, but Mom, this is my fucking life. Okay? I'm on vacation. My fucking life. My life. We're going to, I'm going to Austin. Fuck you. So anyhow, I'm going to go do my shit. What? Real Texans don't trash Texas highways. Yes. Lots of signs to read here in the Tejas. All right. What the fuck is this? Oh, wait. Something Canyon State Park. Oh, there might be a distraction coming up. What is this? I brought Canyons. All right, anyway, I'm just babbling now, and you guys really don't want to hear this. Next time I get back to you, I'll try to have something of substance, one way or the other. Everybody take care. The Great One loves you. Spend your money so I can buy Supergirl shit. All right, bye.